settled, and we'll open it right up for questions for Justin Thomas.
I imagine that on that last drive, you get backed up, and you're rolling out to throw the football, and of course, then just kind of open up. What did you see there?
Oh, I mean, they brought an extra guy that we can handle, so. You know, I had to make him miss. I mean, they did the same thing the play before, so I knew it was coming. So, I had to make him miss. It wasn't nobody else on the perimeter. So, I took full advantage of it.
After the first couple of passes, did you feel like, you know, that this is my day, I'm going to complete a lot of passes?
I mean, throughout the week, the coaches kind of said that we were going to have to throw the ball this week. And, you know, that's what we did. The guys protected well up front. And, you know, everybody made plays on the outside when the ball came to them. So. It's just something, but they've been doing that all year. So it's just something we got to continue to do.
You did a nice job hanging in the pocket on a couple of those, too, where you had pressure. I think the one Clinton caught where he was all alone, he took a pretty good shot on at the end of that play. But just kind of, can you just talk about kind of your progressions in terms of pocket presence and throwing the football?
Oh, there's just something I've kind of been, you know, working on really all season, just not being so – know, ready to run out, but just go through my progressions even when it's a little pressure. So I think it just, well, I seen it coming open, so I didn't want to just get off of it, but I just hung in there as long as possible.
What do you think all the pundits are going to say, you know, the ones that always say that Georgia Tech never throws the ball and they look at the stats after this game?
And then I think they're going to have to change their resources and where they're getting the information from. Because, I mean, we've been throwing it and we know pretty well this year. So, you know, people are going to say what they want to say anyway, so it don't matter.
Can you talk about the offensive perspective, the silent perspective, the play that AJ made, and just how big it turned out to be, just how big it was at the time as in the middle
of which one?
The play that AJ made chasing the guy down.
Oh, I mean, that was huge. That was Now, instead of getting the ball in and going down, well, did we score after that?
Yeah, you scored two plays later.
Okay, man. I mean, that was huge. Even if we didn't score, that kind of, you know, stopped their momentum or whatever, and it kind of got the ball back on the other side of the field. So I think that was huge. That's just a hustle play. And that's something that we got to continue to do. You know, it comes down to effort. You know, we count our efforts every game, both sides of the ball. And that's something that everybody on the field, all 11 guys have to do is continue to play and give a lot of effort.
Get an extra kind of jolt of adrenaline after seeing a play like that
from defense? I mean, it gets you, you know, going. And, you know, especially when you know they about to go in and score and then it happens, you kind of get a, you know, sigh of relief and, you know, you got to go out there and capitalize on it.
How's it feel joining the company of Johnny Manziel, Denard Robinson, Antoine, and the hell with those numbers you put on today?
Oh, I mean, it's great. I mean, it's something that I should have been doing, honestly. You know, it's just me trying to be aggressive. And something I got to continue to keep doing.
What was your message to the team of the next last drive, the touchdown drive that put you guys up for good?
Oh, I mean, you know, I said we had to go score, you know, and no matter what the situation was, we had to go, you know, control the ball, get some numbers on the board. And, you know, that's what we did. You know, everybody dialed in, they focused back in. You know, we kind of had a slow start, but, you know, we played then how we were playing at the beginning of the game, but we can't. You know, slack off. We got to keep playing like that the whole four quarters.
Justin, was it sort of weird looking up and seeing yourselves behind? It seemed like only about a half hour earlier you'd been up to
7 points. Yeah, but I mean, like I said, we put ourselves in that situation. We came out, defense did a great job, got a turnover. You know, in their first drive, then we go and give them the ball back two times
in a row. You had a chance to go up 35-7.
Yeah, two times in a row, so. You know, that hurt us, but, you know, we got to keep playing. No adversity is going to happen in the game, and you just got to fight through it.
Justin, I'm sure you're not thinking about it at the time, but, you know, both your long scrambles, the one out of the end zone, the one on the third, and you know, those really, you know, literally game-changing plays, you know, that you could have potentially gotten sacked and ended up for safety, but it turned into a huge play the other way. Looking back at it kind of now, like, it's kind of crazy to think just one play, you kind of make play with your feet and it turns the kind of the course of the game around.
Yeah, I mean, that could, usually it is one play that can happen, you know, and not to think of the past, but, you know, you had DJ White making one play, you know, to change the whole game around, you know. So it just, it can happen anyway. Defense can make a big play and change the whole game around, the offense too. So it's just something that you know, we have to do. And I think a lot of guys make big plays today also.
Justin, you mentioned trying to be aggressive to make guys commit. Curious if the bye week even helped you have a little pressure legs?
It might have. I mean, I felt good out there for the most part. So he took care of us on the bye week. We only practiced like two times, so that was good. And, you know, came back fresh. You know, I think the way we started off is how we can play, and we know we can play, but we got to keep doing it for the four quarters.
Do you feel like the offense is playing at its best, highest level right now?
I think so. If you go from week one to now, you know, we're executing better, and we just got to keep doing it. You know, we can't relax. We got to keep playing hard and playing physical.
I imagine that playing this well without Diedrich, you know, losing him game week, has to be a pretty good sign for you guys going through the stretch run now.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think Marcus played, both Marcus, you know, they did. They came in and they played good. You know, Marcus had a long run. You know, we're going to, you know, kind of give him a hard time about that because we told him he should have scored on that one. But, but I think both B-backs stepped in and did what they were supposed to do. And they held on to the ball for the most part. And, you know, we just got to keep continuing. And when Deidre come back, you know, he'll step in. We'll keep doing what we're doing.
Seems like it was a year ago, but that 82-yard touchdown run, the first one, you look like you're about to pitch it, and then you stopped because the Duke guy was coming up. Is that accurate before you took up the field?
Yeah, it was. I didn't see my pitch back, so I didn't want to keep going and, you know, force the issue. So, you know, it kind of worked out in favor. They were flowing real hard. I seen the seam, and I hit it as hard as I could.
Justin, on a couple of your long runs there, I think that second quarter touchdown run, it looked like you were kind of grabbing at your leg.
I don't know. I was probably just pulling my pants up. they were sliding down, so just trying to keep them off my knees.
A couple more for Justin.
Justin, you mentioned being aggressive and seeing that 21-point lead kind of go away. When you have a day like today, do you put that pressure on yourself to perform like this? How do you balance that pressure with making the right decision? Is it the situation the coach puts you in, or is kind of that pressure that you put on yourself?
Nah, it ain't no pressure. I'm going to go do what I do. You know, I don't feel no pressure to play a certain way. I'm going to go play how I play, you know, and I'm going to play, give whatever the defense gives me. And, you know, they go let me run the ball, I got to make them pay for it.
Do you feel like you're primed to make a run here like you guys did at the end of 14?
I mean, we can't really think about that. You know, we got to think about next game that we play, North Carolina. So, we can't think about the future if we went out or whatever. We got to take care of 1 week at a time. Then once the season's over, we can look up and say, you know, and be in the position we want to be in. But we can't look to the future right now.
Justin, you were saying the other day about wanting to soak up your senior season and enjoy these moments. I saw after the game you were running along the student section of Liberty 5. What do you think this game will feel like?
It'd be fun to go back and watch. You know, I'm out there, like I said, trying to have fun, embracing every moment I can, and just enjoying it overall.
It's gonna be fun for you tonight to kind of watch yourself on SportsCenter when you have a big game like this.
Oh, I ain't even thinking about it, to be honest with you, but I guess we'll be tuned. I'll be looking to see if they got a little something up there.
Justin, last thing, if you could talk a little bit from a historical perspective. I think everything that you did during the game today kind of overshadowed it, but on the third play of the game, became the 39th player in FBS history with 4,000 passing yards, 2,000 rushing yards in a career. If you could just kind of talk about the historical perspective of that.
I mean, that's huge. You know, as many people as played the game, and for me to be, 39 to do that, you know, that's especially in this type of era and the quarterbacks and stuff that's come through the – you know, college football period. Now, I think that's a great accomplishment, but it's not all me, though. You know, the guys have to protect it, and today the guys have to make the plays to do it for me to be in that situation. So, I mean, that's huge. You know, it's a great honor to be in that situation, and, you know, hopefully there's more at the end of the season.
Thanks, Justin.
Yep, appreciate you.